Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Shall not break, like.
Oh no, you could fucking...
You throw it out a window.
If you were stuck in a house, you'd be like...
I'd like you to just start lying about all your merch.
Yeah.
You drop it off a boat. Yeah.
Like I'm on QVC. Yeah. You can hammer a nail with this mug. Dink and just fucking maim myself. I love... Do you remember those videos like cold steel knives or whatever?
Yeah, yeah,
and it was
yeah.
just... Like he was trying to prove how sharp the knife was, but he was too fat to like get a backswing on it.
It's very sharp and pretty much cut through anything.
This guy's still mic'd up. All those knife demonstrations are fat guys. Strangely enough, Mickey was on yesterday talking about his katana collection.
What's that?
Samurai sword.
Oh. He said Santana.
Santana.
Remember Maria Maria, the best song of all time?
Yeah.
Santana and Wyclef Jean.
Yeah. What did Wyclef... By the way, our guest today is Shane Todd. Thank you.
Will you fuck up, too?
Welcome. You got a watch there?
Yep.
Of the 10... watches that we got, you've received one.
Yeah, very me to walk in and just ask. I didn't know that, but I just asked anyway. Any watches knocking about?
Well, that was.
I want to take this mug home too.
That was the second thing you said. The first thing you said was, "I think ASOS or who was it sent me a load of stuff by accident." What I do, just give that away now. You're like, what size was the box? Like massive?
Oh, yeah, like massive.
How much? How much? Pounds worth of clothes in it?
Somewhere between 70 and 400. Like a lot of... Yeah, I ordered 2 items and I got about 58. But the problem is they're large, so not my size. Plus they're not that nice. But it's the excitement of so much stuff. So I think I'm going to give it to homeless foreign people.
What if a homeless foreign person ordered it? By the description of it, it sounded like it was.
Yeah.
Well, I have T-shirt. California. I will never attend, but California.
Surfs up. They were all like the stereotypical T-shirts. Remember we did LOL? We've talked about this podcast before. Ironically, it was called LOL for BBC Northern Ireland.
Develop a tech every time you say it.
It was false advertising in a way. And we did a sketch.
Someone actually said at the time, they were like, it's... quite contentious because, you know, Loyal Orange Lodge.
Right.
But, you know, people won't know that it stands for Laugh Out Loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they won't because it's not funny at all.
Yeah. I think there was the one of the, I think I maybe did 12 sketches for it. One of them was pretty good and it was that one talking about you just put anything on a T-shirt, especially, how long ago was LOL? Ten years?
What was that sketch?
Sketch was me and Paul Kennedy and it was like a hipster thing where I went in asking him if he had anything more fashion. I was like, do you have anything like a year in the 60s or an American high school or something like it? That was one of the only decent sketches. And then I was doing a Danny Dyer impression. I don't know how it got in. And one of them, the joke relied on it being a Karakuri rope bridge. It was a sketch about bridges.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what time are we leaving for the North Coast at? And then the producer just went, we're just going to do it over there on the Ormo Bridge.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work in any way. It wouldn't have worked at Carrick Reid.
If you think we're going to spend any money on this, you're out of your fucking mind. Can we green screen it? Am I fucking Michael Bay? You fucking stand over there.
Just all aerial stuff lying on grass.
Do you have a drone? No, but I've got a broom shaft. As good as. Who do you think we are? Pixar?
I remember.
I'm going to draw a bridge in this wall.
My big memory of that show was being in... Remember we did... Was it Come Spide With Me in the real fancy house at the top of the Malone Road?
That was lovely.
And someone who was just like second AD on the show, I remember we're all just sitting, like, either getting makeup done or going over lines for the sketch. And a guy went, guys, I can't tell you what, he's deadly serious. He went, guys, I can't tell you what to do, but please don't try not to shit in this toilet.
And that was his direction for the scene. Guys, if you commit, be a bit louder, project that a little bit more, and try your very hardest not to shite in this toilet, because it floats. It's a floating toilet. It's marble. I did shit in it.
Did you?
I really took my time, I remember. I was like, this is fucking nice. And it reminded me of a time, because it was very nice, a very nice house.
Yeah.
I remember going to a house party one time, and it was very fancy. And that was the other instruction. Do not go upstairs to the toilet. But obviously, like,
what's everyone going to do then?
I know, but yeah, you shouldn't have mentioned it. No, I wouldn't have thought about it. And then, of course, you know, you're just fucking queue for the toilet. Someone's fucking in a bath of their own sick, won't open the door or some bullshit. And I just went upstairs and I was like, I'll try and be quiet. I took my shoes off and all, it's hammered. I just be quiet now and open the door. And there's a beautiful marble bathroom. Big shout about that long on the floor. Like, so. I was like, I took my shoes off. Listen, yeah. I hate to do it. It's a bit of an emergency. Just open the door. It's like, just fucking, it looked like a beef fillet before they cut it out. It was like tapered at both ends.
I'd say people who just can't handle anything nice.
Yeah.
Someone walked in there and went, no, I can't. Yeah. Just had to do it.
Yeah, they're probably like, I don't want to ruin the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dogs do that sometimes too.
What? Go to house parties and shit floors.
Like, I've seen that with dogs where, like, they're trained that much to, like, shit on, like, a wee piece of paper when they're growing up.
Yeah.
That if they have an emergency, they'll, like, oh, I need to get on something, and, like, shit on your good rug. Even though you could have just cleaned
something.
You could have just cleaned the tiles or whatever quite easily. You know?
Never seen a cat shit. I've never seen a cat take a shit.
It's, you can.
If you know a guy.
Yeah, but they did. So, you know, they. You know, like,
what's your beef with cats? You were like, see, these bastards here. No, see, these bastards here.
But they're sneaky. A dog will really, like, bear down and be like, oh, here we go. A cat just, you know, like, it's like someone tapping a cigarette. They just, the tail goes up and they go, dink, and a shit comes out. Excuse me.
I like to say that.
Do you know what I mean? Our house is fucking coming down with cats because they're obviously just, like, wild cats. And you can tell because when we do the little noises with Eddie, what does a cow do? He goes, moo. You go, what does a cat do? And he goes, meow. Because he hasn't heard, like, a tame cat. He's heard these wild fucking.
But you must be leaving stuff out because word must have got around the area that.
But yeah, but that's.
Geddes is hooking you up.
That's like. What they. It's encouraged.
Right.
Do you not live in the country?
Yeah, but.
People are like, yeah, keep a few cats around. And you're like, yeah, but this motherfucker's pregnant every 2 weeks.
Right.
And I can tell because it gets hungrier and it hangs about the window more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, meow, big see, fat
I,
belly.
See, you're kind of that into your food and you know, you're a food guy. So I can see, like, I don't think you just toss, like, a wee bit of hovis out to a cat. Like, I could see you cooking
I don't
up.
Think
like
anyone feeds hovis to a cat,
no, but I could see you cooking up a little croque monsieur. You know, I could see you taking
I'm
your
like,
time.
If I have to feed this fucking cat one more time.
Just you butterfly.
I'm making noodles.
Butterfly in a haddock.
Just for. Is anyone else going to feed the. Full sushi chef sideways on a wee piece of.
If I have to flash fry another fucking gammon.
If I'm out here salt making another cod for this fucking pregnant fat bastard, I swear to God. If I'm out here fucking. Shelling crabs to feed this fucking me just killing the lobsters. Cat just out the window.
I'm not used to the countryside yet.
Me hand feeding oysters to a pregnant cat. Oh dear God. But yeah, it's good crack.
How long did it take?
Haven't seen a mouse though.
You haven't? No, neither have I.
And the other house we did, well, we were doing work in the house and then, like, left the fucking door open straight for about 2 weeks. So we did have, one mouse in your, I think it was two mice, sounds like 4,000 mice.
Yeah, the difference in me and you is if I saw a mouse, I would move.
Oh, yeah.
The for sale sign's gone up that day.
Yeah, for sure. Fire.
I can't handle that.
No.
You know, especially my mate had rats under his house and he killed a rat. that he saw like going under his house and he killed a rat. And then the guy came out and said, if there's one, like you say, like if there's one, there's hundreds. Hmm. And there was loads under his house. I was like, why you still live there?
My dad had a real problem in his, where he lived, because he's moved now, but beside was like a full alky maniac. And like the house just went to shit. And my dad's like, I feel like he's been in prison at one point. He's so
Your dad?
Yeah, he's so immaculate. You know what I mean? He's like, fuck sake, what's that? You know, eating toast out the window and all, lunatic. But yeah, he was fucking losing his mind. He was like calling the police and all because he was like, this place is a shithole. And you would just be sitting in his house and there would just be like a rat going across the garden. And you're like, I've never seen this in all growing up here my whole life.
I can't. Like, I think definitely when you become a dad, you toughen up on certain things and you get, like, personally, I like get on with certain things a bit better. You know, I'm just like, no, I'll make peace with this.
Like doing anything at all for another person?
Yes. You know, that sort of thing, or like, you know, the idea that I would see a
sharing
rat or a mouse. No, I wouldn't like to do that. But, you know, you see, if I saw a rat or a mouse, that's the one thing that I couldn't just go, you know what, I'll sort this. Everyone relax. I'll never be able to do that. I'll leave my son. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. You probably would just leap into that. Well, I would. I'd just stamp on it.
Yeah.
If I had to. Like, there was a wasp on Eddie's arm the other day, and I so
Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
So violently. Not where I live. I so violently went for this wasp.
Right.
That I nearly injured him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a fucking what?
So just on your point of sharing, I do like to share, but if there's an opportunity not to, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Case in point, anytime I go for a meal with my dad weirdly, you know, you say your dad's weird about like mess and stuff now, my dad's the same. But also, if we go out for a meal, my dad will not get a drink of any sort with the meal. Of any sort. So someone will go, would you like a drink? You'll see a drinks menu. He'll go, no, it's okay. Oh, you want a soft drink? No, thanks. I'll bring you a water. Don't. He won't drink liquid with his food, right? But what he will do is if I order, say, a Diet Coke, you know, just small glass, you get a small glass, you'll have a few, because we sip at. But I don't like that because I'll say, I'll order you a Diet Coke here and, you know, I'll get it. And he go, no. So I have a problem with sharing in that scenario.
That's the age old bit that people do. You know, with their, it's usually people's girlfriends or something.
Oh, right.
You know, they're not on dates with their dad.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it's the fucking get your own.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it all. Yeah. I'll buy you another
Coke. But he won't. He's like, no. But then you're denying me a full one.
I'm the polar opposite of that. You know, I'd be like, here's the 7 drinks I want.
Yeah.
Then bring me the food menu.
Yeah.
And I'm working right through from waters to coffees to soft drinks.
I'm sort of seeing you, like when we go to London here, I'm sort of seeing you as like a Anthony Bourdain type guy. Like I think this is like more of a food adventure for you.
Well, you that's know, the only reason you travel. Why else do you fucking, what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, it'll be interesting for me. It'll be interesting for me to sit with my takeaway Nando's and watch all the cultural things that you eat.
And explain a noodle to me. What is that? And it's not spaghetti. Fuck your joke, am I?
You and I will just be sampling cuisines from all over the world.
Yeah.
And I'll just watch from the window.
I just brought a little bag of nuts with me. Is that like a food tolerance fear? Or was that, would you just be like, if we walk past somewhere and I'm like, oh, there's like a Vietnamese place. Would you just be like, no?
It started off as tolerance and a health thing.
Because a lot of foods from different places are very healthy.
Oh, 100%. Like I love healthy food, but it started off like when I got diagnosed with Crohn's, it was.
Oh, here we fucking go again. Jesus Christ.
This is why men can't share.
You're enough. You're love.
When that happened.
Yes. We'll cut that out.
Will you fuck up, boy?
I cut out so much stuff and I was just eating like chicken, right, the most plain stuff. And then I sort of thought it'll just help my condition if I don't have gluten or dairy.
Yeah.
So it's not that I can't. And also, yesterday, I'm in the house trying to get my son off bottles, like cut down his, you know, having two bottles a day, trying to stop him doing that and just have like normal milk and stuff like that. So I poured a wee bit of almond milk. We didn't have his stuff. So I was like, I'll pour a wee bit of mine into his sippy cup and then maybe he'll have that. So I'm on the trampoline with him. My wife's making a cup of tea and goes, there's milk in a cup here. Is that yours? And I go, yes, that actually is mine. Thinking she's found this cup. Turns out there was also just a regular mug beside the kettle where someone had put a little bit of semi-skimmed in to make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And that's what she was talking about. So I was drinking a cup of tea and I was like, this is kind of, you know, tastes a little bit like this, a bit nicer than usual tea.
Yeah.
And that was when I realized, and I'd had two sips and I genuinely thought, I know the NHS is overstretched at the minute, but should I just drive to A&E and just sort of hang about? Should I just wait around and say, look, might have an emergency, well, might not. But then, and then I had the Hatfield gig, I didn't want to pull out of that, so I just popped the Buscopan and hit the road. And I was fine. So it's more...
Two sips of semi-skimmed would fucking wipe you out?
No, not really. I'm very, very strict on it. It wouldn't do anything, really, probably. Well, okay. But over time, if I reintroduce dairy, I just think for my gut, I think it's better not to have dairy and gluten and stuff.
But that's just you...
Yeah.
On a feeling.
And it's so,
for my gut, I probably shouldn't have dairy or gluten.
Yeah. But you know when we go, say we go to a, if we're in Galway or something, we go to a burger place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking at the menu and I like jog over to somewhere else and just come back with a gluten-free bob. That doesn't feel weird. I've been doing that for this long.
That was hilarious.
It doesn't feel weird to me.
Nah, that actually happened.
So what happened was we go to Galway. I took us to the burger place. That's the thing. I was like, this is where we're going to go.
And okay, that wasn't part of Danny O'Brien's fucking...
No, that was a different day. So we arrive at this place. I sourced it and me, you and Mickey walk quite a way to it.
Shout out to Hanson Burgers.
And they had advertised that they had gluten-free buns. So if you don't have gluten-free buns, then we got a problem because you've said you do. So I went in, I was like, hey, can I get a gluten-free bun with... And they said, we don't do that. And I was like, well, your website says you do. So
only
I said,
them here.
Give me just the patty, give me just the burger. And I'll be back in 5 minutes. And then I just took off jogging and I Googled other burger places that did gluten-free buns. And I ran in somewhere and I just, the guy was like, table for one or more people joining. I was like,
you sweating?
Tell you what it is. I ran, oh, it was 3/4 of a mile. I said, I'll tell you, I ran about a minute and a half. And I said, due to my high levels of cardio fitness, I said, I just need a bun and then I overdo it. I was like, I'm in an Airbnb up a road with some mates. I'm happy to pay for it. I was never going to pay for it.
Yeah.
The guy goes, no problem. Wrapped it up in a bit of tinfoil. Run the 3/4 of a mile back to where you guys are. Open it up. Put the freezing cold patty into the burger. And it's a good time. That doesn't feel weird to me.
And I had cheese on.
Yeah.
Hospital anyway.
Scraped it off. But yeah, like none of that feels weird to me. No, I accept I'm a little bit of a weird guy, so
yeah,
it's just all
fuck me. That's I'd have just went, just give me the beef.
Mm-mm.
Would you take it in the lettuce wrap?
Yeah,
I'd have taken that.
Yeah, it's just I don't. People worry for me and think I'm having a bad time at a restaurant if I'm like I can only have this and this, but I don't care.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. I'm not that into food.
It's a fun game to you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I mean,
but I know you'll be going to some. Like, I can see you getting the tube to, like, you know, get, like, a Mandarin roll somewhere or something.
Not really. I mean, my inclination would be, oh, here's a place that there aren't loads of in Ireland.
Yeah.
You might see a Chinese place that does a fucking whatever, or...
You might see a Chinese place that does Chinese food.
Yeah.
Over in London.
You know, I'll go, what's the half and half like over here? Yeah. You know, we'll see what it's like. I'm like, oh, is that the same?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, what's his name? But you know what I mean? If you go, say there was like a Vietnamese pho place, and it was legit.
Yeah.
You know, not like some over here where they go to Tesco's and they make it for you. I would be like, well, fucking, let's eat there, because we can't get that.
Yeah.
But there'd be no, I mean... There's no dairy. Well, that's the other thing. A lot of Asian countries can't keep dairy.
Yeah.
So they don't have it.
Yeah.
That's why like they'll have a coffee with like condensed milk and that's it. There's no fresh milk like.
I'm up for trying new things.
Cool.
We'll dabble, we'll see what happens.
Cool.
You never know. I'm gonna do a football match on the Saturday morning.
Okay.
Just let you know.
That's all right.
If you wanna come.
No.
QPR.
No. Well, I'll lie in. Okay. That's when we go for the like fucking 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're eating fucking Peking duck by the head. Get it in there before we have to go for a fucking vegan patty in Nando's here. I fucking nearly lost my mind the time we were in Dublin and we were fucking plodding about. It was before your show or something, was it?
Yeah.
Walking around, you know when you got your phone out and you're like, oh wait, wait, Silverway, and on you fucking turn back and walk for miles to try to find a fucking Nando's. Walk past, what do you call that place? Cornucopia, like world famous vegan place. Walk past that. Where is this Nando's? Go in and then you're like, can I get the vegan burger or something? And I was like, I'm gonna blow my brains out. You know? I hate the place anyway. And then we walked around for that shit.
It was also beside the venue, do you remember? Like directly beside.
Yeah, because you went, I feel like it's up here, and then we just on instinct got fully lost, and they're like, right, now it's time for the phone.
I'm like an 80s TV detective. I don't like directions or maps. I like to have a sense about where Nando's.
Yeah, you take out them two fucking sticks that they use to find water.
Two chicken bones.
There's a Nando's about here somewhere. I don't mind Nando's, but I just, if there's anything else,
yeah,
okay. I'll go do that. Like
Niall, do you like Nando's? See, I think he's saying that because he works with you. He can't. I think Niall fucking loves it. I
love it. What are you? It's like fucking. He loves it. Like fucking diners, drive-ins, and dives around here. When it comes 2 o'clock, you know, I fucking take my glasses from the back of my head. Let's go to Flavor Town. I swear to God, probably when I was 14, I looked like Guy Fieri. Especially in the summer holidays when you could get your hair bleached. Welcome to Flavor Town. Shirt with the flames up it. By the way, they're wearing those now.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
are. I mean, this is the thing. You got to keep all your clothes because at some point.
Could you see if I have my sports gear? If I have my sports gear from the early noughties. Oh, my God.
Yeah, even mine. Even the shit I had, like, you would probably do quite well. I used to have, like, at a certain point, TK Maxx was like the spot if you were into like, say like the sort of shit fucking Arma Khan wears every day.
Yeah,
say you wanted
like
a bright jumper or like fucking pink shoes or something.
Yeah.
Because they weren't really in fashion then.
Yeah,
so
you
would go in and get a pair of like, you know, Jordan low dunks that were like the Lakers fucking color scheme.
Yeah, but nobody
Because no one was going to wear like yellow and purple. So you buy them for like 30 quid.
Yeah.
And now you would go in, they're like, oh, it's TK Maxx, but they're still £110.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you used to really be able to scoop up some fucking belters.
I remember my favorite outfit at the time, I was like, this is the outfit, was I was going on holiday. And it was a case of like, you can get an outfit for, you know, going on holiday, buy some clothes. And I was just allowed like one or two things. And remember when FC UK came out? You felt like you were going to go to McGalbury for wearing it. You're like, oh my, like, I'm wearing nearly a swear word on me.
You were like, I feel like Sid Vicious with a swastika on my chest.
Yeah. So I got a pair of FC UK jeans, like 30 quid.
Animal.
Then the guy serving us goes, I'm about 12. Guy serving us goes, you know, we'll do a matching denim jacket.
Stop.
I was like, say no more. So got that. Teamed it up with
double fucked.
Now you're talking about Guy Fieri. You know those. You know the short sleeve shirts that kind of like faded into each other. So it was like baby blue and white stripes, but they would like fade into each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a gradient sort of
with barbed wire around.
Damn
the arm.
Damn girl.
And a pair. And I went to I think it was like Mallorca. So imagine me going to Mallorca, the FC UK jeans, the matching jacket, the shirt with the flames on it, and the barbed wire on the sleeve, and then a pair of pure white Sergio Tacchini trainers. Blue
Swag.
Tinted glasses. I probably look like the rapper Fat Joe would wear it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I was just on a flight. The tinted glasses just fuck. I was like, it's never going to get better than this.
Can I Google someone and I'll show you?
Yeah.
Don't look.
Okay.
Is this who you look like?
Is it the kid from Sixth Sense? Is it Urkel?
Can I focus in that? Can I?
Yeah.
This is is we sort out all our tech problems up top. Is what we do.
This is who you think I think I might look like at the time?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to get a good one.
Whatever year this was, was it the Marshall Mathers LP had just come out?
Okay,
I bought that on tape at Belfast International Airport.
Oh, wow. We used to have a news agent down from us, and you could just go buy your dodgy tapes down there.
Full tapes?
Oh, wow.
Remember when the batteries would start to die a bit, and it went really low, and you were like, it actually sounds better like this. But it didn't.
Well, when it was like all...
Yeah.
Like a TikTok now?
Yeah.
Whatever you say, if it wasn't... Eminem is a great rapper.
Yeah.
His songs are dick. Where not in your life then. Do you find like...
Not back then.
When do you like find time to be like, man, stick on Marshall? Did you look a bit like that, kind of?
Let me see.
Yeah. Hip-hop producer Scott Storch.
I look like Scott Storch if he had long COVID.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like a far more gaunt Scott Storch.
He's got the old bloated coke face there.
Remember the video of him, and you definitely will have seen this if we have not watched it together, the video where, remember, he was like on the gear, like he wasn't having a good time, and someone just filmed him on a keyboard and was like, do all the beats that you made.
Oh,
it's just him at a keyboard.
That's his life. Like he'll be at a nightclub.
Unbelievable.
And they'd be like, I'm not prepared. You know, like,
Rod, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not prepared. And then full fucking chord keyboard.
Yeah. Still Dre. I was listening to Still Dre yesterday thinking that maybe is one of the best songs ever.
Well, yeah.
Of any genre.
Who was I talking to about this? Produced by Scott Storch, written by Jay-Z, performed by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Bling, 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 bling.
And that's it. But it's fucking incredible.
So good.
There's me. Wee tiny keyboard. what the fuck was I? I was going to say something. I was going to say something there. Forget. Oh, there's Dr. Dre. I totally forgot. I had something really interesting to say there. Forgot. Have you seen the video of the dude in Belfast? The fucking dance.
Oh, the guy with shirt off?
Brilliant.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Dance!
Everything about it's good because he's brilliant. He mugs this preacher off. He didn't know he was there. And then also the fella doing the flips is incredible as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, and it's in Corn Market. Nothing normal happens in Corn Market.
No, that's freak show like.
You know what I mean? It's just like anything goes. There's all different groups, different gangs of people, emos, goths, preachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything could happen.
I've seen preachers getting shit on that in that area before. I mean, is that not where all sorts, like, there was some fucking pro-life gang fight or something, and then there's like some fucking, there's always something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's why you park up in Starbucks and you're just like, we're fucking latte, like, just watching the world burn down around you. I did. I could never articulate how funny this was, but the guy on the crutches going past the preacher, and it took him, you know, he obviously like, very fresh cast on his leg, like probably just broke it the day before. Not too handy on the crutches yet, and it just took him so long to get past this guy. He was giving up.
The fucking, you won't be born again. And the Lord said that fucking you man and man will not lay together.
And this guy just went, you fucking shut the fuck up. You Bible bashing cunt. That's what he said. What? You fuck up, you Bible bashing cunt. But it took him so long to get. You know what I mean? It was so loud in his ear. He was like, fuck up, you Bible bashing.
The first one of these guys to invest in a little bit of Bose sound gear is going to fucking run the show. It's just, they convert so many people, but just nobody can hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm sure you would convert me. I just don't know what you're saying.
They never, what's it called? Is it called like a fucking megaphone?
Megaphone, yeah.
Is there a nickname for it? Anyway. But like,
yeah.
They never mastered that.
No.
It never. It doesn't beat. You know, it's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Would be. You could just be like, yo.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gather round.
And let me tell you this very.
Like, the only person sounded good on it was like Paisley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill. I remember Paisley used to drive round East Belfast.
Yeah.
For at elections.
May we have a whistle crew?
Dude is a night man, yeah. Faster, faster for the master blast.
You miss the fucking the flamboyance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when
and
you
the quiff?
The what?
And the quiff?
Oh, yeah.
The OG of the quiff game?
Yeah.
Paisley?
The quiffmeister Paisley?
Guy's been doing a quiff since the 50s. Yeah. And it came in and out of fashion like a fiddler's elbow and he's still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, just got that old, you know, you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get out of bed and you just go.
Yeah.
It's back to normal. And he's probably got some old school tip. You're like, what product do you use, Ian? He's like, well, let me tell you something.
That's how you get so many followers. You're just mesmerized by the quiff. Yeah. No one agreed with his.
Do you ever remember that clip where he was like on the campaign trail going house to house? And then the fucking poke van pulled up and he was like, yeah. Ice cream. And then he went and got a load of fabs for the boys. And that was good enough to seal the deal back yeah. in the day.
Nationalist area. They're like, okay.
Get a balaclava. Well, since you got me a fab. DUP, what do you think?
I remember that guy did all the political impressions, John McBlain. Had a thing called the Paisley Rap. Now, it won't have aged well, but at the time I was like, comedy any higher.
Can I look it up?
I think so.
Spelling this all wrong. Paisley.
And the chorus was literally, it's a rap, it's a Paisley Rap. Might be it. It might not even be on YouTube, but it was sort of that long ago.
Yeah. It was just one of those...
It's what you would imagine it is. Do you know what I mean?
It was just one of those dodgy...
Is this it? That's it. Scott Storch did that beat too.
Scott Storch!
Another one.
We the best music!
Muzzard on a beat, out.
Steel bangles. It's funny because how strange does it seem to be doing that then?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, like
yeah,
you've
yeah.
done pretend rap videos. And
what?
Pretend.
Take the pretend out and that's what it is.
But like that guy would have been like, do you have...
I've got a Rockefeller chain under this. Part of the crew.
You should do like a serious rap album.
Oh,
when do you throw a bag in your head and be like, oh, who's this anonymous rapper? Yeah. From, but you haven't put any other effort into it.
So many of the MCBs or stuff I write, I look at and go, maybe I should ditch a gimmick and just go straight on this. And then I'm talked out of it.
Because you're the master of being like, this is my new character. And you're like, it's just you though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, McGoldrick. Oh, what's the character?
Here's my new character, Patricia. I'm a 50-year-old divorcee who's a nurse. And you're like, okay. All right.
I just have a pair of earrings on.
Yeah. Here's my new character, Chinese politician. What have you done?
Who's lived in Northern Ireland all his life.
What have you done?
Nothing.
It was just an excuse for you to buy like a China football shirt or something.
Or a silk kimono.
Here's my new character, Jamaican Rasta, old lady who works in a chippy. But it's basically
fake split from Elliot's. That's all you need.
That's all you did.
That's all you need.
Still white, no wig on.
I bought loads of props that I never used. Not loads.
You're the ultimate, like, you know, I'm not going to culturally appropriate or be racist. People will never like retroactively get you. Do you remember Shane did that character? Yeah, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
In fairness.
He did a Chinese guy who looked like him, had his accent.
And also didn't drink milk. Yeah. 50-year-old woman, Patricia, who's a nurse with Crohn's, who's trans and looks like a fucking dude who's like 30-something with blonde hair. It's genius, really.
Yeah. I'm the master of that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Have you seen my new character I'm doing right now? Alan. This is it.
This is it.
It's just called Alan.
Aha. Oh my God. Fuck.
Were you going to see his live show? The Partridge live show?
Do you suffer from this thing where...
Crohn's, yes.
Where
I've talked
like,
about it before.
Because you do shows... You sort of just think
Bus
like
man's holiday.
You know, half an hour before it on the night, I'll see if I can get in.
Yeah.
You know, yes. I do that a lot where I'm like, when is it? 2020 fucking whatever?
Well, it's sort of, it's
2022?
Like,
no way.
It's like going to work too, in a way as well. you know, where,
yeah,
like, obviously if it's a treat, like, I'm a huge Alan Partridge fan, so I will definitely go to that. But if it's something you're sort of 50-50 on, you kind of, like, you're not watching it.
Who's a book by? Like, could we sneak in?
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Yeah, but didn't, it's SSE.
Yeah, I work there. Yeah.
Yeah, we basically play for the Giants. We can get in.
Like, after this gig tonight, we're going to go skating and they'll just let us in.
Yeah. Just bring a tape. Bring the Marshall Mathers LP on tape.
Garrison
just,
Todd.
Morning.
Yeah, because most gigs you go to, it takes a very good comedian for me to watch and not think of, why has he got the lighting like that?
Yeah.
Look at the staging. Is there going to be an interval? How long is this person doing as a set?
If I hear a comedian walk out to like Back in Black, I go,
pfft. Yeah.
All right, I've seen one gig.
That's why from now on I'll be rapping all my own intro music. Just me going ding 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 ding.
All I can think of is, do you remember the fucking what's Childish Gambino's real name?
Donald Glover.
Dennis Taylor, what's his name? But he's like, he did that bit about like old school rap. He's like, I went to the hat store today. That's all I think of. Just like doing your own raps.
Yeah.
I went to the hat store.
Will you fuck up too?
You start just picking it apart.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And then even if you really like a bit, you're like, fair play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah. It's not fun to go watch stand-up with a stand-up. Because
no,
instead of like erupting into laughter, unless it is someone like, if you go see someone amazing and you sort of forget yourself, but normally you're sort of, it's like you said, it's like a nod.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm paying my
very
respect.
Good. Very good.
Aaron McCann sent me a message yesterday and it was, he's obviously on the mailing list for like Louis C.K. Right. And he's doing like a European tour and he just sent me a message. He goes, the Shagger's back.
Louis C.K. send you that?
Yeah. Because McCann's doing one gig. You have to get him to send you a voice message. Aaron told me the fucking wildest story I've ever heard, and
right,
I don't know how he does it, but
hopefully
it
doesn't involve Louis C.K.
It doesn't. He just finds himself in these scenarios where you're like, you don't even have to write material, do you?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that's the biggest cock tease of all time.
Yeah,
but he'll maybe find he'll maybe get brave enough to tell a story
right
in public at some point. Let's get on some questions here, because there's like fucking 50 of them.
Yeah.
That'll take up an hour, 2 hours or whatever. It's coming up to 6:30.
Where are we eating after this right now?
Where do you want to eat? Could you eat a Five Guys? Oh, they don't, gluten. What?
Yeah. No.
What are you getting Nando's?
Chicken. Chips.
Fuck
pineapple.
Off.
More chicken. Side order chicken. Chicken butterflies, my main. Three chicken thighs is my side.
Three chicken thighs? What?
Butterfly and then three wee chicken thighs. Mm. Mm. They're delicious. I keep them till the end because sometimes you forget I've got them and then I go, oh.
Three
and then have
chicken thighs?
Yeah, yeah. Two wee side.
Mm.
Yeah, we could go to Nando's.
I would go because it's quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were to be unbald, this is more of a question for me. If you were to be unbald, what haircut would you have? I only have interest in one haircut. Afro.
You would like afro?
Yeah.
I think you would suit an afro.
No, I think now, I mean, like, it's so funny the surprise that people get. Like, if I put up a photo and I have no hat. I just really like hats. I've always had loads of hats, hair or no hair.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Yeah.
So I just like wearing them. I like buying them. But, you know, if I'm in the house or whatever, or out in the garden, I just take a photo and people are like, fuck me, you baldy cunt. And you're like, I've had a shaved head longer than I've not had a shaved head now.
But I almost forget. I have that internally sometimes. When you take a hat off, I'm like, oh yeah, you're bald. You know, sometimes forget.
I think definitely I need the hat to soften the look a wee bit.
I don't know.
I know.
My problem is I will eventually probably go bald at some point. It's not something I really care about, but I don't want the in-between. You know what I mean? I'd prefer to either have a full luscious head of hair like this or just be bald. And I would have done the trans... If I went bald younger, before I was like 28, I would have just gone to Turkey, 2 weeks all inclusive, Bodrum or whatever, and then also got a transplant. But at this age, I'm like, I don't care. I do care. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
want to keep it. Looks good.
I think... I actually don't really give a shit right now, but... Yeah, it would be two extremes. It would be like shave it all off,
yeah,
or
yeah,
have that sort of like luscious.
Nah, kind. when you're just like
not really long, but you know the sort of like hockey hair as they would.
Yeah,
you know, there's the fucking.
But But just that, like, being part, you know, when you're like trying to like plug gaps and you're like, let me, you know, it there's a gust of wind, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of that in between.
That's, to me, like, not very manly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not very manly to be like,
yes. All brushed in a certain way.
Yeah.
No, I don't like,
because there are people, I mean, there are people who do the full Trump and it's like coming back and forward and back fucking three times and they're like, nobody move.
I think it'll be okay. Like, my dad obviously has a good head of hair. Getting a few greys, but I kind of like that.
Oh.
I like it.
Nice.
Although I was, and now I'm not, and I didn't do anything to it.
That's the summer. Getting a bit of sun on it. Your whole hair's probably lightened.
All right.
No, man.
Nicky Campbell. Is he a celebrity hairdresser? No, I'm trying to think of a celebrity hairdresser.
For United.
Feed us a suit. There's nothing more.
My mate Begley painted his eyebrows on.
Okay.
Because he's got that, you know, that Boris Becker kind of silvery ginge.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got them tinted. And it looks like, you know, when people put eyebrows on a dog.
Right. I'm sure he loved that.
It's hot though.
Quintessentially us, and going back years, is mention a name and then I thought he played for, and then we pick one of about 6-7 football teams.
Yeah.
And that will never not be funny to me.
Yeah. Because you do know football and I don't at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can still pull one like out of my arse because I was into it when I was a child.
Oh, you'll throw a Daniel Amakachi out of nowhere at me.
No, that's a new one.
Oh, you'll take an Eagle Ossenstadt and throw it out of the top corner.
Oh fuck. I was joking the other day with Dutch Frank about like dressing up as like Dutch players or something, and I was like, what do you call your man, Ruud Gullit? And then he hit me with how the Dutch say it, and I was like, had a migraine.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, and then like Ruud Gullit or something, right. I was like, what? Call me Dave, you
my
know?
First ever football boots were Lotto Ruud Gullit boots, and I slept in them that night.
Yeah, they famously would just bust open as soon as you like kick the football.
Yep.
Now when I got the Predators, the OG Predators, I literally set them on a like chair beside my bed
and just watch them.
Yeah Even to this day, like, I'll, you know, I was talking about it before, I'll Google it and just be like, that's a fuck, that's serious.
You should get those in short studs, you know, like trainers.
Oh yeah,
you should do that.
Yeah, with jeans and all.
Yeah,
cool. Fucking cool, bro. I just looked at the time there and was like, I actually have to do a full gig tonight.
Here, Google Ronaldo R9 silver Mercurial.
Hold on. Oh, wait, boots. Let me get a look at these. Oh, they're no, it wasn't even the first ones.
No, no. Did you say R9 Mercurial?
No, I was looking at something else.
Why did I turn into Rain Man there?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And then what was this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Top.
Boy.
Look at those. See those? I've been tracking those for a while.
Hey, what about these trainers with the same colours?
Well, that's what I mean. I can't get the trainers either. It looks like you can get them, but you can't. But I've been trying to get these boots to just play 11-a-side football in, and I nearly spent a ridiculous amount of money on them, and I'm almost glad I didn't.
How much? £500?
Ballpark, yeah, in and around that.
Jeez.
But I'm glad I didn't. But I do love them. And if anyone wants to give me a pair, ideally I find someone.
The Moldies look great.
I want to find someone who has a pair in their loft and doesn't know how much it'd be worth. I have a pair of these, I'll buck them out. What?
I was in one of Maureen's, like, dad's friend's house because we were clearing a thing out.
Right.
He had a pair of fucking, like, Converse Lakers coloured things. And he goes, oh, I ran the Belfast Marathon them in 1980 or whatever. And I was
your
like,
your size?
No, too big.
But would you have said anyway? Would you have gone?
I don't know, but it was, you know when you walk past something and you keep going back to it.
What age, like, is he vulnerable?
Yeah, well, I think if I asked nicely, like, oh, I collect shoes, could I have these? He'd be like, take them, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, here, they're bound to be worth money. Like,
yeah, need to find someone with boots.
Lakers coloured Converse from like back in the day.
Yeah. But that's what you're saying about if you'd kept all your old stuff. Anything from that era will look very cool.
Yeah.
You know, if you had the stuff.
I had one pair of this wasn't even that long ago. They were like Converse Asylum something, but they had none of the Converse like markings on them.
Oh, I think I saw you with
it. But they were like cream at the bottom. They were a bit like these, but these are like boots, cream in the bottom and then just white leather. But they were dead. They're like really well built, real heavy leather. Like,
did you buy them to wear to show and then you wore them early before that? No, is that another pair?
No, I was trying to rebuy them for like the SSE gig. But those original shoes, I like put them in the washing machine, fucked them up. And then couldn't buy them anywhere.
Right, right, right.
So I was furious. But how long have we talked for? Jesus Christ, we might have to roll through this. If you had to create a drinks combo like Alan Partridge's Lady Boys combo, what would it be?
Create a drink?
Would yours be just alcoholic tea?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I swear that would be me, because I like sort of gin for a while, gin and lemonade for years. Don't really love it anymore. The only thing I drink probably would be like the odd pint of Guinness, even though there's gluten in it, just the odd time. But tea, I prefer tea, water, and that's it. They're nearly the only things I really drink, in coffee. So if you had an alcoholic version of tea, and I could have on a night out, if I could have a couple of cups of tea and get a buzz off it, bingo.
There's bound to be something works in well.
Yeah.
Bailey's or something.
Mm.
The Thai people do a very, very strong tea, and then they put like condensed milk in it, and it's amazing because it's like very like condensed tea taste, but then very sweet.
Right, right.
And
right.
It's amazing. But if you like threw some booze in that, it would probably just mix in nicely.
Yeah.
And it's when it's probably like fucking 8,000 calories in like one drink, but it's all good. Where's the weirdest place you've taken a shit?
Weirdest place? Remember upstairs at a house party once? No.
On Butler's chest?
Yeah, no, not his chest, on his back. Weirdest place? Nowhere stands out as being.
Have you ever shot outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that say? If you were to accent gladiators? What? I don't know what that means. Just trying to find some.
Shout out to Ace, who came to my school in P7 for no real reason.
Who's that?
Ace from Gladiators did a personal appearance at Strandtown Primary School, and nobody really knew why or who booked him.
Just doing the rounds. Do you reckon his like agent or something just went into the school and was like, we're in the area?
No, it was a thing they did tour of local primary schools. And I remember this guy in my year got an Everton shirt signed by Ace from Gladiators. I was like, what's the link? He goes, I don't know for this one. I found out one of the most bizarre acts of all time.
Yeah. What have you got on you at the minute?
Yeah. No, he brought it.
Oh, right, okay. Fucking hell.
Everton football shirt signed by Ace from Gladiators. Which is like meeting Daniel Amakachi and getting him to sign a Gladiators t-shirt.
Every time we talk about Gladiators, I will just quickly Google Jet from Gladiators.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Is she not a fucking MLA from here?
I knew who you were talking about. Don't know her name. But
Tiddles Pengellies? What's her name?
Yeah, yeah. It's Emma Pengelly. She let me out at lights once, so don't know about her politics, but fucking good road etiquette.
Yeah.
Good road etiquette.
What was she driving? What was she driving?
Can't remember.
Some big...
Some old wagon.
Some old wagon. What's your average bar tab at Ollie's? Realistically, when's the last time you were at Ollie's? 1994?
8 years ago? I have no idea. I think I went once and then realised that, like, I'm not an...
That's your
out kind of guy.
That's your other thing. It's like you will have a full industry around a thing that you have nothing to do with.
Oh yeah.
You'll be like, oh, I have a fucking
Ulster Rugby. The McGoldrick stuff.
Like, I have an old school dance music night on the radio, and you're like, when was the last time you were out? Or you're like, oh, I don't
I don't go out.
No, not me.
I'll stick them on like on Napster or something, but yeah, I won't,
it'd be like me having, you know, like starting a fitness channel on YouTube. And you're like, what do you do? Nothing.
That's why the only thing that's like that I know about what I'm doing really is the football stuff, the Keith Crew stuff.
Yeah, and now you're a professional boxing pundit.
Yeah, non-professional boxer, fighting in the field tomorrow night.
How many boxers have you had on recently? 7?
About 5 or 6.
Canelo's on next week.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I just fucking
wouldn't. I just find it such a mad job or thing to do, and people might think about, obviously in a different way, about stand up, but I just think you're literally like a gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting for people's enjoyment.
And I also think like the idea of it all coming down to like one night.
Oh,
you can't have 5 fights a week.
Yeah, it's like panto too in a way. It's like that, you know, the press conference slabbering at each other.
Yeah.
The things you used to love about like WWF. But like, this is, these guys are then going to really fight each other, and
yeah,
someone could get really hurt.
Yeah.
Whatever, you build up rivalries and all that. It's like it's like real version of that.
Imagine being the dude that fought Frampton that time, or didn't, and just fell in the
shore.
Fell in the Europa. Yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah.
I come the whole way from Guadalajara.
Dink off the bath. Phones down to reception. What have you done? Yeah. It's going to be a £50 charge to clean that carpet.
And knock out my teeth.
Well, no more drinks for you. I remember doing a show and then was staying in the Europa. And
that's a baller move.
It was Ulster Hall.
Okay.
I think.
Make a night of it.
Whatever. Something like that. But very underwhelming. Like all those nights, you're like, you're so hyped. And then after, you're like, I would need to get on a yacht right now with a lot of coke and a private DJ for this to.
I think one of the first times I did Ulster Hall, I said to Joe afterwards, I was like, I'd love like a load of drinks to take home. I was like, I have no drink in the house. I never drink in the house. I feel like having a good few drinks in the house tonight to celebrate this. And outside Limelight, they brought me like, you know, the big bottles of Magners,
mm-hmm.
about 12 of those. Went home, opened one, match of the day started, had like three sips and went, I might go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I was so tired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's always fucking underwhelming. You really have to be like going buck mad. I did the same. I remember going to the 5 points and couldn't get served. And was like, actually, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. But it'll be different. Like doing the gig in London will be different because it's like, oh, it's like the novelty of being away.
Yeah.
Bars you've never been to before, that sort of thing.
I mean, I've definitely gigged in London and got absolutely fucking smashed, like beyond smashed, and then I had to get a flight the next morning.
The only thing is, our gig's late.
Yeah.
So the wee man will, I mean, by the end of your set, I might be conked out.
Yeah.
I might be back in the hotel. Talk tight now. You're going to have to walk back with me and tuck me in. Like right up to the eyes. Like, my wife will send you like a diagram of how to do it, but like you tuck me right in. It's a
PDF, 48 pages.
I just don't allow me to move and tuck. Make sure you tuck the blanket in and then padlock them all down the side. That's the way I sleep.
Nice.
Yeah. And then put my eye mask on and leave if you choose.
If you choose. I'll be out immediately, so it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to fucking spike you.
With milk?
Milky ease.
That was my name when I was on the garage scene.
Milky ease!
Oxide and neutrino featuring Milky ease. Can I ever tell you this, right? Apologies if I've told you this on this podcast. Very quickly, my neighbour when I was younger got a set of decks for his birthday. He's a year older than me.
Nice.
He used to pump the music, semi-detached house, my dad, small houses, fairly thin walls. My dad, ripping. Bang the door, fella couldn't hear because he had the decks going, playing like fucking, I don't know, Sash or something, like as loud as he could. And my dad went, give me a CD of yours that has like a good bit of bass to it, a good bit of volume. We'll put it on, we'll turn it up as loud as possible and he'll hear that. My dad goes, I want to teach him a lesson. And I had the Oxide and Neutrino album.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Remember like Casualty theme tune? Do, do, do. No, no, go for it. So like all those on that album, and I gave it to my dad and he put it in the CD player and he was like, I've been listening to the CD player, and he like turned it up as loud as it would go. And it was, you know, like background music at best. My dad's like, what's going on here? I want this to be really, go to the next track. Put on the next track. It's like background music. I was like, maybe, I think they all have loud, long introductions and it builds. That, like, put the next one on. In the end, he just turned it off and like left the house without ripping. The next time he turned the CD player on, it nearly knocked him down. My headphones have been in the whole time. So you're hearing it comes out of my headphones. My dad turns it in, probably puts in like, you know, the best of George Michael and Jesus Do a Child, and nearly puts him in the Ulster.
Your dad.
Well, I guess it would be nice. My dad threw a window. I will be a father figure.
Your dad making a wee omelet. My bastard. Oh, that's hilarious. What else we got? Right, let's get through this. The fuck, do either of you believe in go? Nah, fuck that. Thoughts on Fred Durst's ultimate dad vibes? Have you seen him?
Yeah. I like it when someone just goes, you know,
fuck
what?
Fuck it. I mean,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
But there's ways to do it. He's almost gone too far.
Like it's too forced. Do you mean like it? Like it's a distinctive look, or what do you mean?
Not even. But you're like,
you just think it doesn't look that good.
Throw a bit of product in and sweep it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gray, the
do
gray.
Give it the paisley.
Yeah, Liam Paisley.
It's weird that he doesn't see Ian Paisley as a style icon.
Yeah,
you know.
Give him a shout out the way he did Ben Stiller. Ian Paisley, you are my favorite motherfucker. So like, wrote those songs when he was 14, though.
Yeah. There was break that
your
album.
Fucking face tonight. Give me something to break. Give me something to break. Times eight.
A pack of chainsaw. What?
A chainsaw. Fucking what? Put some stars in. Mother F. Star, 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 star. I.N.
But that Chuck Starfish album.
Oh, haters?
My way. My generation. Oh, not my generation. What's that one?
Yeah.
That, yeah?
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah.
A couple others on that album. I don't know if Break Stuff was on that album. But that is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I remember
great stuff.
A guy in my class said he had that album, and I was like, oh, he said he didn't really listen to it. I was like, can I have it? And then he gave me it, and then a couple of days later, he said, can I have it back? And I didn't realize it was just on loan.
Okay.
So that was just a big disappointment for me, having to hand it back.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Your dad hadn't even listened to it yet. How does Shane find doing what he does with his condition? Vague. So what's it like talking when you can't drink milk?
I nearly found out last night doing that Hatfield gig, having had milk for the first time.
If you're going to shit
in
anywhere.
About 6 years.
That's what the screen's for?
No, it doesn't really affect it. It gave me a load of material at the time. I don't know. I probably lead like a far healthier lifestyle, so that probably helps me with gigging.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but no, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I've never had to pull out of anything because of Crohn's, which is pretty
well
mad.
It's amazing when I ask you, had you shit yourself before, and you're like, no, and you're like a
serious Crohn's. I'd admit it if I had,
because there's people have like hectic Crohn's and they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, I wear a nappy.
But it can affect you in all different ways, you know. It can be more of an immune system thing, yeah. Or it can affect
thing.
You anywhere, like all different. Yeah, mine's not really that bummy.
I'd have my dick chopped off. The good news is, it's not bummy.
Yeah, I got circumcised, but I can run faster now, so it's all good.
Aerodynamic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any strange issues with the dick? No?
No.
Was it weirdly sensitive for a minute, or?
Yeah, but then I had all the like bandaging around it, so nothing was really touching it, and then now, no, it just feels normal now.
Sexy.
I'll show you.
Let me see. What's that say? What would your dream car be? Your dream everyday car and dream. I see your dad's taking the divorce well. Midlife crisis fleeing machine.
I'm trying to buy a car at the minute. Don't really know what I want. I'm fed up. I don't like my car. I don't have the patience to go looking around and stuff. I just need a car.
There should be a service where a guy buys you a car.
Yeah.
Because I
give you a rough outline of what I want.
Yeah.
And just give me it. Also, don't be like, yes, mate, it'll be in next week and we'll sign this. I want it that day.
There should be a... Start that up. Car pimp. There's a service. You
pimp
pay
my car.
Yeah. No, car pimp.
Yeah, okay.
I think the guy... And the guy goes and brings you some options. He's like, you like? And you get the look around.
Where's
it.
Where's he from?
Lisbon. And then, you know, you pick the one you want.
Yeah.
And then he's like, sweet. Like a brothel, kind of.
Right.
But he, you know, you say, you're like, oh, give me a fucking Audi,
yeah,
Q, whatever. And he just has a load of them there.
Right.
And then he has a wee team that drive them back to the dealers or whatever, come back on a scooter.
I like it.
Do you know what I mean?
Car pimp.
Because it's so fucking annoying to go around the place, like.
Big time. Big time.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But my dream car? I kind of like, I'll be honest, I do like G-Wagons. They divide opinion.
Yeah.
I like a black G-Wagon, like.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I would like that.
Yeah.
At Mercedes. If anyone's going to get it.
What?
If anyone's going to get it.
It's well documented, I'm a Mercedes fan. Yeah, G63.
What's that?
The big one.
Okay, yeah,
the
yeah.
The big
yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
V8.
Yeah.
6.5 liter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see some of the G-Wagons, like the G350, and you're like, go the extra mile, bro. Don't get the fucking...
You see people in Suzuki.
Don't get the decaf.
Have you seen Suzuki Jimneys? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Class.
It's, yeah. Like fun. That's a fun car, but like.
And I think with when it comes to off-road performance, fantastic.
At Suzuki.
At Suzuki, hit me up.
My dad used to have a Vitara years ago. I loved it.
Yeah.
With Suzuki Vitara.
Yeah.
Sporty, like I
like great stuff. Yeah. There's loads of class fucking Jeepy type yokes flying about. What do you make of the Belfast lad on Love Island? More personality than Shane's dead foreskin? Well, what an insult.
I think he said that when he walked in too. It was one of his DTs.
I haven't watched any Love Island this year, thank Christ.
I've seen bits of it. And you know the way people go, oh, I don't really watch it. And then you know they do. Yeah. I genuinely like, I see a couple of minutes of it a night. And I think since they've taken away booze, these obviously with good reason, but these reality shows have become like, no one's scrapping. No one's having these big arguments. Mm,
they're and sorting their problems out.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's way more civilized now, which is good. But then as a viewer, you're used to all, like you grow up with like the old Big Brothers and stuff. And I'm a celebrity where like they just got them blocked and let them have fights.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I haven't seen much of the guy from here, but he's not standing out because he just seems like relatively normal.
Yeah.
You know?
So dull. So dull.
Also, everybody on that like looks 45, 46.
Yeah.
They look way old. Like I'm 33. Like they look older than us.
I think what happens is people are in that sort of, you know, fuckboy zone. And the girls too, and they're like, oh, you get your lips done, you get the fillers, you spend all fucking day in a sunbed, and you look haggard as fuck, and you're like 23.
Yeah, and they show you the, you know, they always do like these articles of like, this is what they look like before, and it's like, they nearly all look better before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that happens a lot, like.
Yeah, like, I've had minor things done.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the eyes, I've had the cheeks, and I've had the skin pulled back at the neck, but like, and obviously, I just got like
skin
the
foreskin.
Foreskin was my 12th cosmetic procedure.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get that stretched back at some point too.
Reversed?
Yeah.
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 You got to do something with the neck skin.
Yeah.
Win win. What would you get?
If I was getting something?
Yeah, one procedure.
I had quite a lot of wrinkles around my eyes when I laugh and smile, but then. Then I like that because you look at me and you go, he must have been a happy man.
He's lived a life.
He's been happy. I don't know. No, I don't care. Like wrinkles and all that.
I think
that
at this point
thing,
I would get veneers just for the hassle.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe something like that. But I wouldn't like do something to look different.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
As soon as you start tampering with it, it's never like, it's never going to look good long term.
Yeah.
Like Niall's had a bunch of stuff done.
Yeah.
That and you can tell, like it's starting, you're starting to see it.
Have you seen the video of him getting the moustache put in?
Yeah.
They fucking push hair into every like hole.
And he let you do it for Patreon, didn't he?
Yeah.
You did the procedure, so yeah, I mean, I don't know, I just, cosmetic stuff and all that, no, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Has Shane got any plans to venture out of West Belfast to interview any more talented boxers? Oh, for fuck's sake, what's this boy guy we're looking fake?
No. No.
You like this
one.
From. Which footballer's best style? Yep, can't read. Which footballer's style best describes your own playing style? Zidane.
I mean, anyone you say is a professional footballer that's well known. So just to flag, I'm not saying you're a similar player, but I would say, remember Nani? N-A-N-I, yeah. Not like your Nani.
God rest her.
When your nanny used to play for Sirocco or Nortel. No, nanny who played for Man United. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he isn't.
Sometimes he's good, sometimes maybe shit.
But he enjoys himself. Sometimes nice. Does the odd cool thing.
Nice.
Scored a few good goals recently. I love playing football.
Did I ever tell you I played at the Valley Leisure Centre at the 7-a-side tournament once?
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you this?
Don't know.
And there was a scout. That's basically what it was for. I think there was like a lot of scouts, which, you know, I'm sure they have to really vet those guys now. Just some guy in a trench coat just watching kids play football. And I don't know where he was from, but someone... I ripped through this tournament. I scored like 28 goals. And they were handing out awards at the end. They were like, top goal scorer, Kyle Geddes. And I went, me? Really? And I scored about fucking 7 goals a game. It was like 28 goals when he played like 6 matches. And someone was like, oh, your man from, was it Wimbledon or something? There was something weird. And he goes,
right.
Is Wimbledon? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, I said you reminded him of a young John Hartson. And I was, you know, when you're, do you know when your excitement is building when someone's either scout from such and such said he reminded you of a young, and you're like, say like Eric Cantona or something. He's like John Hartson. I was like, is that more of a looks thing?
Ran into you now. He said, Con, who'd you end up with? Who are you playing for now? You're all embarrassed, Glenelvin.
Just do a bit of my own stuff in the garden, like. No.
Of a kickmaster, like a lead, a dog lead.
Well, YouTube channeler do tricks now. So, what can you do? Right, we're wrapping this up. We've talked for too long.
All right.
Final question: are you guys bringing merch to London? No.
You're a massive nerd if you do.
I mean, the fucking just the logistics of that nightmare. You'd have to bring another person with, like, I suppose you could ship it there. I know, but Naz already bringing fucking half a Netflix in a bag. On a fucking Aer Lingus flight.
And all his fillers.
All his fucking lip markings. Just bags of fake pubes. From Africa, they're like real pubes. He has to fucking weave them in every night. Just have a moustache, for fuck's sake. Anyway. Right, we're going to get out of here.
Will you fuck up, too?
I don't know what I'm plugging. We'll cut some old ads in. I don't know. Yeah, it's going up Tuesday, so it doesn't matter. Any gigs coming up? SSE?
London, were you, mate? Yeah, at the end
me
of the year,
SSE. This guy are going to do London.
London.
And not only any London.
Leicester Square Theatre. And by the way, I thought it was, you know, 50% capacity or whatever. London's back open, baby. It's going to be like the Leicester Square Theatre.
We're super spreading, baby. Get in there.
Big room.
Some guy was asking about drinks after the gig and all. I was like, no harm.
It's a 9:30 show.
No. I can't be around people.
Well, it's just a time thing for me. It's like a time thing.
You know, it is work. So you will have things with you and bags and cameras. You know, you got to fucking, like...
Yeah, as much as, especially like London being back open and stuff, even on the outdoor tour there, when it was on, I'm still like a bit weird. You know, after a show, you sort of hang about and anyone that wants a photo or to chat, you know, more than happy to do all that. Like, it's usually good fun. But now it takes so little just to get that like ping, just that you got isolated or you got your photo with someone, you got their arm around them and they say, here, I've got COVID. And then... it has such a knock-on effect all your shows for that reason. I think people totally understand it. Now, after shows, I'm kind of like, I get away.
Yeah.
But hopefully that doesn't have to go on for too much.
I got caught a couple of times where just like, I was nearly like cornered.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like, I can't get out of here. I should have up front said like to whoever was running it or whatever, can I just go in and out here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's going home. Like, I don't want to fucking go home with something.
Yeah, plus it's your work too. Like, it's you can't work for then a couple of weeks or...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, especially in the next while, there's a lot of shit coming up. But anyway.
So London, put us in a bubble. So we're going to zorb out of there.
Yeah.
And we're going to zorb straight, I don't know where you'll want to go, some sort of Turkish salad bar or whatever.
Yeah, we're going for shawarma straight after.
Niall's like, I know a place on Harley Street here we could call past Dr. Smith on the way past.
You look happy, huh?
I bet you sneakily he's had one or two things done before and he's sweating now. Well, he's not because he's had that done too, but
he's had his glands out. Overrated sweating. Right, let's go. Here, I'm going to piss myself.
All right.
Cheers for listening. Cheers, Shane. Nice one, mate. Frank, no sweat.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.